And you had a public comment. Anybody? And the minutes, Google of minutes from last month.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Payment of the bills. Do we have bills going around or? Mm-hmm. No? Okay.
Nope, the bills are in my office. Bad day today. I didn't get there.
Okay.
I'll talk about that in a minute coming up for you.
All right. Okay. Correspondence. You got nothing from the town or anybody else? I guess it's correspondence from the chief.
Correspondence from the chief. Good evening.
Good evening.
Kind of try to keep it short tonight. For the month of June, since our last meeting, we've done 35 emergency calls, several motor vehicle accidents, number of interesting medical calls. I will tell you that over the last month and a half or so, we've had 2 CPR calls that were saves.
That's great.
Starting to bank quite a few of those. Yeah, that's very nice. Very nice. For the people we're serving, and it's a testament to the training program and the persistence of our folks, including ASM, also to work pretty darn
hard. Younger, older?
I'm sorry.
Are they younger, older people, or
mixed? One in her, I'm gonna guess her 70s. Another one, I didn't see the paperwork yet, but I'm gonna guess probably early 30s. So, yep. So, talk about budgets right off the bat. As we know, the fiscal year is coming to a wind, to an end. July or June 30th ends this year's budget. We start another one July 1st. All the supervisors were put on hold. Their budgets were put on hold about a week and a half ago by the town administrator. A gentleman and I had a talk. We respected that. He asked me to finish up a few bills that I had. The deputy chief and I sat here in my new office. My son and his daughter-in-law moved my office. My daughter-in-law moved my office from upstairs downstairs here. So as my wife said, that's good, but it's bad because at 4 o'clock in the morning, that's where I go. Don't have to climb stairs and I'm sitting in the office. But Matt and I sat here and went through the budgets in detail with the numbers that we were just given from the finance department. And I turned in a stack of paperwork to the administrator and the finance department. And I got an envelope back saying, oh, these things can't happen because the numbers aren't right. Well, they're the numbers that I was used, that I was given. So I took a break from Friday and today doing numbers, just too much. So I'll work on it tomorrow. And I think I'm going to have a sit down in the finance department and just say, finish these up. To John, as you know, we've held them purchasing till the end of the year, fiscal year, historically, because of the money that we have to put in for service in our apparatus. And this year was quite a bit of service in the apparatus. Ladder truck was $16,000. The tanker, the rescue truck was $10,000, some odd. More money than we ever figured it was going to come in at. And that's with purchase on a fuel tank, which the highway department is going to put in, save us about $4,000. The other day, we sent tanker 234 up to East Windsor to Kenworth with a problem showing up on the dashboard and in the icons and the verbiage in the screen that said there's a problem with the emission system, it appears. It went up there, I believe it was Thursday morning, 8 o'clock. Nothing Friday, nothing today. I'm going to make a phone call at Kenworth tomorrow morning and say, give me a heads up. But this is, again, goes to why I don't spend all the money until the end of the year, because we'd have to be, if we spend everything, as Bob knows and Liz knows working with the budgets with me, would have to go back to the town and say, guess what? We're going to need another $10,000. And that's just not right. So the way I continue to do the budget, I guess, is paying it off. Hopefully this is not a big lift for the tanker. We'll find out as it goes. Recently, some training has been going on, some real nice successes, Firefighter One program. We had two members go through that program and pass their for the certification for Firefighter One. We had one gentleman went did Firefighter Two and got certified on that. Also, another individual did his EMT and finished that up. So that's two, three, four certifications in the last month of the certification that we're looking for to have someone finish up their probationary period in their first year being in the fire department. So that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that. We also had a UTV training that we were invited to over in Vernon. The state put on a program for UTVs. It was a one-day course. Of course, it happened to be one of the rainier days that we've had. But I guess a solid roof and doors helped our folks not get too wet as far as it goes. Had a few leaks inside the cab, and I'm trying to address those with the manufacturer to get fixed for us. I've also asked the manufacturer where our training program is for a number of our members that we want to do over at the Heritage Farm along with the Parks Department. So I'm waiting for answers back on that. But that, in a nutshell, there's an awful lot that I didn't discuss within that budget in the training or the in the service. But a lot's been going on. Been pretty darn busy, to tell you the truth. But that's where I go. Open for questions.
Chief,
Yes, sir.
so when I was looking over the numbers, I'm not going to say I picked the budget apart, not the fire department, I mean the town. And I'm seeing about a 7% increase, which is about what they came up with. And that's with the monies that were rebated. So meaning that the $1 million mistake, take the, in my case, $444, take that off what they originally wanted me to pay. And that was 72 something, and you come up with 7%. So where I'm going with this is I can imagine that they're not crying too hard at this point because they should have over $1 million over what they had last year. Am I figuring correctly? Have you had any of that discussion uptown?
Well, I think that's to be answered more completely by the chairman of the finance department, finance committee, Jim Rupert, and the assessor's office. There was also another $750,000 that the state did not receive from, or excuse me, the town did not receive from the state. So the two are kind of washing each other out from what you're discussing
Yeah.
coming up there, but. There's more to it than that. There's other when you look at the property tax or the motor vehicle tax is not what it was supposed to be. Some of the income from other businesses is not what it was they thought was going to be there. There's a lot to go into the piece of the pie to put together to come up with a final tax number for you and me and all the rest of us here as far as property owners. But they've worked very, very closely with the Finance Commission and the Board of Selectmen. I'll say the Board of Education's been to the table several times. I'll leave that conversation and discussion for another time, not right here, but it's interesting. Another vote tomorrow, so vote early and often for another vote on the budget tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. And I think tomorrow will be an eye opener. Either the population says, yes, we're finished with this, get it done, or let's go looking for some money, some more money, and we'll see what the fire commission says. Or excuse me, fire commission, I know what they're going to say. What
I know what you're saying.
finance commission is going to talk about. So go from here. But yeah, it's not just the money that was miscalculated in the property tax, but it's what the state is not giving us back, which is a big hit, which is a big hit. So,
Which I think we know what the future brings. At least it we suspect this, that the administration that's in the federal government, this will trickle down, right? I mean, when they cut dollars for the state, then the towns get cut, and the future could be quite dicey.
Exactly. And if you look at the town budget, I don't want to get into this right now.
No, don't, you don't have to.
Yeah, there's a lot there. If you stay on top of being part of the meetings for the Finance Commission or the town selectmen, there's some conversation going on. Interesting. Yep.
Okay.
And you got to stay on top of it. You can't just watch it once and haven't
No,
understand
right.
what's happening. No.
It's a moving puzzle.
Yep. Now, to our credit, each of these meetings recently, whether it be a selectman meeting or the finance committee, the fire commission has been very well represented and noticed by the public. When you go to fire commission, or excuse me, the finance committee meeting, or the coffee shop meetings the other night, where you sit and public comes in and ask a lot of questions. It's being noticed there's an awful lot of fire department people in those meetings versus another big organization in town, which they're not there. So we've been treated very fairly, I think, very fairly by the selectmen and the fire committee or the finance department. Yep.
Good to hear.
All right. So, Bob, what question do you have? You're thinking, buddy.
Oh. Yeah, I got two questions for you. Hope you're feeling okay, Chief. Hey, two things. Walking in, I ran into a fellow named Glenn. I'm sure you'll remember him, but he has just spent 8 years in the Marine Corps. He was a former member of the department.
Yes.
He graduated 2010, but he's
Glenn
back in
Manning.
town. He wants to be a member. He's going to go to welding school, but that's great news. If he can come back, that would be great for us. And then Tyler gave me another application
Oh, really? Good.
for a younger person, but that would just re that'd be great news if Glenn can come back and help us.
I'm gonna guess out loud that's Glenn Manning.
Not Glenn, it's
School Road.
no, it's, I don't. Well, all right, could be. I'm not sure. I thought it was. I'll find out.
You find out,
He's
let me know, and we'll
here
go from
tonight. Yeah.
there. Okay, good. Excellent.
Second question, just as far as the strategic planning that they're trying to do, that money that they set aside to kind of look at the department, look at the future, look at pay, look into paid and the options that that would bring. I mean, we've been talking about it, but have you heard any news as far as any updates? Hopefully they're making some progress on getting that out and getting somebody to do a study.
They did, Jim Rupert, who's heading this up, did send me a copy of a proposed RFP, RFQ, request for quotation. I looked at it. I sent it to a couple of the officers. They reviewed it. We sent a few changes or recommendations to Jim Rupert. That was then. I didn't see the final if our changes were included in it, our suggestions were included or not, but that has gone out and has been publicized. Jim sent me a email the other day or a text, I forget what it was, saying that the date to get those back, I believe, is July 7th, which
Okay.
is 2 Mondays from now. So that'd be interesting
So,
to see
okay,
what
good.
companies are responding back and what direction we're going to go from there. I don't remember what the time frame was. I know there's going to be a lot more conversation had to be had by the successful bidder and the administration and the fire commission, but I don't know what the timetable to get that strategic plan back
I'm
turned
not
in is
sure.
going to be. I don't know that. I don't know
Yeah,
that,
but
Bob.
good. At least a month from now, they should have a pretty good feel of who's out there and who's in the lead for
Yes.
doing the study. Yeah,
Yep,
good.
exactly right.
Good.
And that's, when that does happen, whoever the oh, that's good. Whoever gets the bid, they're going to be looking for a lot of information.
Yeah.
And between John and the members on the commission here, between myself, the deputy, Pam Parsons is going to be very involved with us, I'm sure, to help extract data out of our computer system and ESO, et cetera, in there. Fire marshal probably getting involved also. Could be quite a healthy document and see where the town wants to go in the future. I say town wants to go. the fire department, and it's also what the fire department wants to do. Remember, the fire commission, the fire department is a contracted department with the town that is set up to go through the fire commission, which you folks are, the fire commission for the selectmen. So in other words, the selectmen give the budget to the fire commission. Fire commission gives it to the fire department, and Liz is the treasurer, and I and John's involved in a lot of this. A lot of the paperwork goes back and forth to make sure everybody's on the same page. Now, Danny, you may not see the bills every month, but trust me, or ask Liz, the bills are being handled properly, and there's always multiple depth layers. It's not one and done. A lot of people seeing this to make sure there's no hanky panky in the backside.
We get scrutinized pretty good by finance.
I'm sorry?
We get scrutinized pretty good by finance.
Yes, we
You get
do.
one dot wrong on your PO, they get upset.
Yep. Which is good. Which is good. It just keeps all of us up and up, and then the taxpayers have should have no question at all how the fire department's handling their finances anyway. Yep. So I
Don't
like the
really care.
multiple layers to lead us truth. Yep. So Chris, come on, I got another question. Let's go, buddy.
No, we you summed it up. I really just wanted to get the feel of the uptown, how they felt about how everything was going with the amount of monies, and of course we're getting no no's. And I think at least for my 27 years here, that's the largest gap I have ever seen. So
Yeah.
I it could pass tomorrow, but boy, I'm not feeling it. So that's why I was just curious how, how much they wanted you to cut the I don't like to use the word cut the fat, because there is no fat in our in that budget, but cut slim down whatever you could, where you could. And but you summed it up for me. I think it's kind of a wait and see more at this point.
Well, the selectmen, the first go round, the selectmen cut our budget by $10,000. And they took $10,000 out of our budget. John, where was that from? Physicals.
Physicals,
Yeah, we put money in there for potential with a conversation. John and I did this. I think you were here, Chris.
I was.
We presented to the selectmen the budget, and with $10,000 additional in the physical called other professional services in the personnel physicals, because of the potential upcoming requirements by OSHA that they've played with for the last year and a half, going on 2 years now. And if that came through, it's going to be additional monies will be needed to do more thorough physicals for our members.
You find out if that went through or not?
Say it again.
Did that go through or not? Or
I have
straight
not
up?
heard yet. I have not heard yet. So, and the way we poised this to the commission, to the selectmen, was we put the money in. If the OSHA did not come through with that section of their recommendations, then would give back $10,000, no questions asked, end of discussion. Wouldn't spend it willy-nilly somewhere else. All right. Well, they took that out to drop the budget down to try to get it to pass a little quicker, Chris. Then over the last go around, they didn't come back to the fire department because, as you said, we're slim. Okay, very, especially with the monies that we're spending on maintenance on the apparatus lately. So, and that has to be done. It's not just things to make it trucks look prettier. It's actually operational things. And the next thing coming up on the apparatus is going to be realistically corrosion control. The salt is eating these trucks up. No matter how old they are, it's getting eaten up. So, we'll see. They have the, over the last Finance Commission meeting, which was a week and a half ago. The one of the areas they're looking now between the Board of Ed and the town proper budget is looking at the capital budget, and it's been brought up a couple times. The fire commission, well, there's more money in the capital you could take out, drop out the hydraulic tools that are They were used to take a little child's head out of a jungle gym 3 weeks ago, but unfortunately they didn't realize that, I guess, or they didn't realize the fire at the high school at 5:30 in the morning, which enacted, I think it was one, two, three, four, five or six fire departments, to get in there at 5:30 in the morning. But whatever, whole different subject. We're going to see what happens if it doesn't pass tomorrow night. I think there's going to be more conversation. I know the town administrator is really stuck his neck out to leave those tools in the capital project. It's a, if you remember, this capital project is two tier. One is for the cutters and spreaders, and the second half was for larger capacity extrication jacks for picking up vehicles larger than a Volkswagen's or the average car or pickup truck to handle the box trucks or a full-size vehicle over the road truck, which they just had training on down at fire school with some different tools. But we'll see. That was a two-part. This year would be the cutters and spreaders. 2 years from now would be the jacks. So we're spreading our asks out further out. So hold on one incoming call. I'll be right with you. Good afternoon, it's Bruce.
What's that, brother?
Oh. Well,
300.
guess what? Fire department closed the road and
Find alternate route.
Just went out on Everbridge.
Yeah, I got a call from
Fire
the
department
town of
closed the road
Bolton.
on ooh, you still got me there? Close up close Heber Road and they just put it out on Everbridge. So perfect. System's working, multiple agencies together. John, I think I talked enough. I'm ready to take a nap, to tell you the truth, buddy.
You're done.
Janet, you brightened my day this morning with that little text you sent me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I guess Chief's done. I guess it's up to Fire Marshal.
Since the last meeting, activities, all town fresh decide they want to start cooking outside and have to spot them with their new Blackstone and stop them. Put a stop to that and give them what the code says in reference to outside cooking. So I don't know what they're going to do about that. Went to a Capital Region Fire Marshal's meeting in Simsbury a couple weeks ago. I was on vacation last week, 14th to 21st. I attended a supervisor's meeting at Town Hall before I went on vacation. And then Sunday, Deputy Fire Marshal Quish was called back for a car versus building. That was what, Sunday? Yeah. The inspection since last meeting, the Loomis Road apartments are 100% done. A couple of vacancies, if anybody's interested, they're really nice. Double vacancies. I know they're not, but they're beautiful. One burn permit was issued with inspections. I did a re-inspection of Precision Land and Drain. Valero gas station was inspected. Georgina's was inspected. And I think I mentioned to you that the State Liquor Commission doesn't require fire marshal inspections to be part of the licensing process to serve alcohol. That got stopped for a lot of reasons. Georgina's, I got them on the fact that they're an assembly occupancy, which requires yearly inspections. So, but if you still wanted to go by the
once you a year, do yearly anyway, right? Because we're in assembly.
Not really. That room, I don't believe, is you can put over 50 people in there. I can go down and measure it. You want me to?
If you want, it's up to you.
Well,
you get paid by the hour.
I'm just, it's supposed to be 50 and over for assembly. But if you ever want me to inspect whether you need, need my inspection or not, I'd still be willing to do it. You guys know what needs to be done. Needs to be done anyway. So, anyway, and then the icing to the cake, 890 Boston Turnpike, the apartment yearly. I've been back there six times at least. One Saturday, one Sunday, and there's two more apartments I haven't got into yet. Two of the apartments, one had a broken smoke detector. The other apartment, they didn't know where it went to. Those are the battery operated smokes in the apartments. There was a refrigerator in one of the hallways, a couple of air conditioners in the hallways. They've since been removed. But now I have to go back. And the apartments that needed smoke detectors, I have to go back and re-inspect and just make sure it's been done. I got to put my own eyes on it. So there was, she sent a big violation letter. Now I still have to follow up on it. So it's going to take a month fooling around that place. Just whatever. So that's it. The questions?
Old business.
Hey, John, can I interrupt for a second?
Go ahead.
I actually got to back up for a second of the chief's report. I see the deputy chief's in. He's been handling the operations day and night. Any comments you want to add in? I talked a little bit about training, Matt, and the budget we spent till 10 o'clock at night. You and I working on that. Details, sir.
Yeah, no, things are going well. The proficiency fund, I think, is working because we're getting more people to come out to calls, which is nice. Like Chief said, we've had a bunch of training. The guys and girls are actually out right now stabilizing cars that the town was gracious enough to flip over for us. So they're actually, we have a drill. Was it 3 weeks ago? We went to Andover and did an extrication drill with them. Next Monday, they're coming here to do extrication drill with us. So we're trying to make it a little interesting for them. So our guys are going out, just getting re-familiarized with the rescue jacks, so that they can come out next week. And we've got, yeah, everything's status quo. And talk to Chief probably more than I talk to my wife. but nope, things are moving along seamlessly.
Do me a favor, see if we can get some pictures for tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a, because of like the electronic sign out front, social media page. I haven't done that. I'd like to get a, do like a recap for a month. If I had a few extra pictures I could add, it'd be great. So definitely want to advertise those two CPR saves that we did over the last month and a half. So,
yeah. Yep. Not a problem.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Old business, anybody else? All right, new business. All right.
Everyone has a handout in front of them for Race Across America. And Jennifer Baum and I have decided to try to attempt to do a ceremony up at Bolton Center Cemetery. And the national day for Race Across America is December 13th, 2025. And our ceremony is going to be held at noon. We are looking for sponsors, individual sponsors and business sponsors to purchase wreaths for all of the veterans up at the cemetery. There are 130 veterans there. Out of that 130, only three of them are women. We are hoping to get enough sponsors to put a wreath on every single tombstone. So we hit all the businesses today. John's business 3J's was the first to sponsor us with six wreaths, so we're very thankful. And our purpose in doing this is to remember the veterans and to try to educate the younger generation of Bolton about how, what the veterans sacrificed for us, and what it's all about. So the handout that you have in front of you, there's a website on the bottom. If you'd like to sponsor a wreath or more than one, you can go and you can donate on there. Or if you'd like to just mail a check, you could mail a check to Jennifer Baum or myself, made up to Race Across America. So we're pounding the pavement and we're hoping to make it happen. The ceremony at the cemetery is about an hour long. I've talked to Bruce already about trying to get the fire department involved, having the fire truck with the flag and with some of the logistics for the handicapped people. And we're really just trying to make it a good community event to bring everyone together and to try to remember and honor the veterans. And this is a great time because it's around the holidays. And so, you know, instead of everyone Christmas shopping and going crazy with all of the holiday festivities, it would be something that would be a community event. So does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I do, Janet. Yeah. It's pretty far off. So at the next fire commission meeting, I should be able to just get one of those because I certainly will donate a wreath.
Okay, perfect. The reason we are doing it so far in advance is the cutoff is December 1st. And even though it seems like it's a long ways away, Jennifer and I are, our goal right now is to get this done and, you know, way ahead of time.
Yep.
And if we do get more than 130 sponsors, the wreaths will be carried over to next year. So we'll have a start on next year's ceremony. And, you know, we both have been saying, like, how come nobody's done this? Oh, one other thing. We are only doing the Bolton Center Cemetery. We are not doing the Quarryville Cemetery this year. And the reason is because we just really want to focus on this and concentrate on this and have it be a great event. We will be reading the names of all of the veterans in Bolton Center Cemetery and all of the veterans in Quarryville as a courtesy. And we will throw it out there that if anyone is interested, they can contact us. And if they want to be the coordinator, I'm the coordinator here for the Quarryville Cemetery next year, you know, we'll be happy to help them with that.
Where is the Quarryville Cemetery?
Oh, my 44. Gosh, how many years have you been in town?
No kidding. I probably drove and passed it up 1,000 times and never even knew it was there, I bet.
It's across from the boat launch, approximately.
Oh, of course. I just didn't recognize that as the name. Okay. Yes. Obviously, at least 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's a Quarryville side of town.
Right.
Gotcha. I never knew that we had that, you know, like Manchester has Highland Park and, you know, so on and so forth. I never realized that that was what the, sort of speak, the little nickname for that area of town was.
Oh, right. We've got a lot of nicknames for a lot of areas in town, but you haven't been around long enough to understand that. John Wood.
Well, I did learn a lot from the seniors, Chief. Yep. You know that. Yes, they educated me, but they didn't educate me on that one.
No. Yeah.
Oh, and if anyone, does anybody here get the Community Voice channel, the local TV station? So
didn't I give Jennifer, you her name? Yeah.
Jennifer and I are going on that. They're going to film us next Monday. And then we're also hoping to get on Great Day Connecticut on channel 3. So we're doing a lot of publicity.
Right. Wow.
Thank you.
Yep.
And the wreaths are not expensive, Chris.
You know? Yes. Oh. The cost of the wreaths is $17. I forgot to say.
Like you said, that's not going to push my budget over any cliff or anything. But I think it's a really good cause, and I'm happy to see that both of you have taken that on. So I'm glad to donate.
Thank you.
And for that price, who knows? I think maybe 2 may be in order.
10 or 20? 10 or 20, huh?
Retired, wait a minute. Let me turn my hearing aids up. They're on low.
East Hartford Fire Pension? Not to pull you out of the way.
Yes.
Aramita should do that. Hey, anyway, Janet and I did have a long conversation. We'll bring that up in the fire department July meeting, monthly meeting, and I think there'll be no problem for us helping them out. Yep. So. Good.
Great. Thank you.
Question. Is the Quarryville Cemetery, is that a church cemetery? Is it a town cemetery?
Town.
Town.
It is town cemetery. Yeah. We actually maintain that. Town maintains it.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. That was part of the old cemetery thing. They, when Prices used to mow their lawns, they did both cemeteries.
Okay. Right. And on a personal note, my father-in-law is buried in Arlington, and we always buy a wreath for him, and then we just buy a wreath for an unknown soldier. And so we're hoping that a lot of people will do that, because there's a lot of people in that cemetery that have died a long time ago, and there's no family members left. So
how many are in Quarryville?
There's a lot less. I'm thinking it's maybe 50 to 75. I don't know exactly, but I know the list was pretty small that Jen got the names from.
Any other new business?
Thank you, John.
Do we have any commission members coming up for vote again or for their term?
Not that I know of, because I think, wasn't Chris last year?
I think so.
I still got a couple more years left.
I can look at that and see. I think it's listed someplace.
Yeah, it is right on the town website.
Yeah.
Nope. If that's no other business, motion to adjourn.
Matthew, give me a call, okay, please?
Yep.
All those in favor?
Thank you, folks.
Bye.
Have a nice night. See you later.
Bye. Good night, all.
Bye, Chief.
Hope you feel better, Chief.
Time will tell. Big day tomorrow. See you later. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Hi, Liz.